A reading from the book of Sirach. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. In works of charity, one offers fine flour, and when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. Appear not before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the precepts. The just one often enriches the altar and rises as a sweet odor before the Most High. The just one's sacrifice is most pleasing, nor will it ever be forgotten. In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of free will gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as he has given to you, generously according to your means. For the Lord is one who always repays, and he will give back to you sevenfold. But offer no bribes, these he does not accept. Trust not in sacrifice of fruits of exhaustion, for he is a God of justice who knows no favorites. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and follow you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will now receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you ever watched Joel Osteen? He's a televangelist from Houston, Texas. And he preaches the prosperity gospel. Prosperity gospel states that if you're rich, God has blessed you. And if you're poor, God has cursed you. You must be a sinner. The prosperity gospel is turned upside down in today's gospel. Jesus says, if you want to inherit the age to come, you must put him first, not money, not your job, not your social status, not even your family. What Jesus exhorts everyone to do is to root your whole life in him. And we're all going to be judged on our response to that uncompromising demand from Jesus. So root your whole life in Jesus, and everything else will flow from that. Mm-hmm.